She proceeded to freak out, leave the house, and won't talk to me. I don't understand. I do this often, but she's never caught me before. I always wash the sheets and take a shower afterwards because I'm not a slob. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Welcome back to another episode of Epic Nuggets Podcast. I'm Tori.
I'm Jaden. And today, we're talking about food.
Talking about food.
We got food stories. You can get started.
Yeah. Okay, so, super randomly, the other day I was just thinking about just different places like that I've worked and like just like the weird things that have happened to me and the oddball hairstylists that I've worked with and just random stuff. And so I used to work with this chick who she just was going through it, going through some life stuff. So she was just, spittle.
Every time. God dang it.
I know, we're talking about food. You got drooly.
I know.
So I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, there was this one time we're in the break room and we're... You know, this is where all the crazy stuff happens at the hair salon, so kind of. We don't have a break room where I work now, but anyway, so we're talking and she brought spaghetti for lunch and she was like telling me about this like crazy night that she had. I don't know if she just got like kind of messed up or I don't remember what happened, but she was like told me this whole story about making the spaghetti and how she went to like strain it in the sink, you know, with the strainer. And, like, missed the strainer by, like, a good amount. So a lot of the spaghetti went down the garbage disposal. And she... Yeah, she reached in there and got it out. Yep. And continued to make her spaghetti. And then, like, after the whole story, I mean, I'm just like, wow, that's crazy, you know, because that's me. I'm just like, yeah, that's wild. So she then proceeds to offer me some of her spaghetti.
No.
Would I like some of her spaghetti?
No.
To eat?
No.
After that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow. Crazy times. What a memory. I was just thinking about it and I just politely was like, no, that's okay. But I was just like,
that she,
like, how desperate would you have to be to eat the spaghetti after it already went down into the garbage disposal?
And then why would you offer it to somebody like it's cool? You know, maybe if the sink was like clean.
The garbage disposal is never clean.
That's what I'm saying. If the sink was, like, clean and you kind of, like, some, like, maybe spilled over, maybe,
right.
You know. And you
fine.
Rinse that shit.
Yeah. Because you can.
You rinse
noodles.
It.
Yeah.
The disposal? Ooh, no.
Dude, I'm sorry.
It's over. It's gone. That's basically you accidentally dumped some
in the trash.
You grabbed it back out.
Yeah, because there's definitely got to be, like, mold in the disposal. There's got to be mold in the disposal. Like disposer? Disposable?
Disposal.
In there.
That's a no. That's a big fat fucking no for me.
I know.
Oh.
That's okay. We're in here.
Okay.
We're in here. We're in the safe zone. We're swearing now.
Ooh.
I don't know if y'all noticed. We're in here. No more edits.
Anyways.
All right. So.
That's nasty though. That's really gross.
It was a weird time.
It's really gross.
It was a weird time. Many weird things happened while I worked at that place. But I was just thinking about it because it's been like years, you know. And I'm like, damn, when I first moved to Atlanta, I was overwhelmed by this new culture I was enveloped in. Even the hairstylist up here, it just hits different. They'll just be on some
cocaine,
highs,
bro.
Some lows. They'll be on some drugs. They'll be... taking other drugs, come down from the other drug. I mean, it's
for real. Wow, there's a lot of usage around here. I have noticed that.
It was crazy. It was a
That's been weird for me too. Like,
it's just weird up here.
It's a lot. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, what the heck? Yeah. It's people you don't even like realize. Like, you know they're kind of kooky, but you don't really know.
Yeah. I mean,
and then you're just like, cool. Oh, that makes sense when you find out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, okay, well, you know?
I mean, hey, whatever floats your little rubber boat or whatever, you
people
know?
People are fucked up all the time where I work. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all the time. It's some of those jobs are just like hard to get through, I guess, and then just people got stuff going on. But anyways, we're going to veer away from that topic because that's just depressing. But
it is. Anyways. My goodness.
All right, so spaghetti. Do you... All right, there's two ways you can eat your noodles. Okay. Do you leave the noodles long or do you cut them in half?
Like, what do you mean, though? Like, before you cook them or after?
I mean, I guess most people would probably do it before if they like them like that.
I always break my noodles in half.
You break the bunch?
The whole bunch in half.
Really?
Yeah, but I have a 3-year-old.
Okay.
It's hard for her to get them.
Did you do that?
Too long.
Before that? Did you leave them long before you had the baby?
Nah.
You didn't?
Yeah, I left them long.
You did?
I left them long. And then, after I had Elodie Rain, I always break them in half.
Okay.
It's just easier.
That makes sense. Okay, I leave mine long, like always.
Yeah. I used to.
The only reason.
Because I like to be able to spin them on the fork.
Yeah, I generally don't break them unless, you know, like when it first starts to boil and then like they kind of start to bow.
Yeah. Like, you just push them down
and sometimes a couple of them snap, but like that's not on purpose.
Yeah, I always left mine long before. And then after I had Elodie, I was like, it's just too hard for her to handle. So I'm like, I'll just break them in half. It's like less.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Her hand-eye coordination is not there yet.
I mean, it is really. I mean, if you think about it, one noodle's like half the length of her body.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She would be like trying to scoop it and like raise it up, and she couldn't like get it like in her mouth. It's hilarious. So I have to make them short.
Oh, no.
So, but yeah. I think it's, like, disrespectful, right, to, like, snap that shit in half? Don't do that in front of an Italian, bro. They'll get so
really?
Mad. Yeah.
I didn't know Italians had, like,
yeah, I think so.
Food there was superstitions.
There's this couple. It's not, like, a superstition. It's just, like, not how you make it, you know? Like, there's this couple that I follow, and her husband's, like, Italian. And her husband, she did that as, like, a prank one time. She was like, yeah, I'm going to make spaghetti, they were making spaghetti, and she came over and snapped the noodles in half, and he was like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I never thought that was a thing. I never knew that. Yeah. I do know you can buy, like, the pre-made lasagna noodles, and they're pretty small, and I always thought that was a little weird, but I always liked the long ones.
And what?
For, like, the pre-made lasagna ones. But holy crap, if you ever make lasagna, though, trying to get those hot-ass noodles out of the pot to try to, like, put in the pan,
you don't have to do that.
Yeah, just buy the pre-made ones. Just stick them in there.
No, you don't have to boil them.
The noodles?
Before.
I don't know what recipe you're following.
I have made lasagna before. I just put the noodles in there.
You just put them in there dry?
Yeah, I thought. And the sauce, it like boils in the sauce in the oven. They were soft when it came out.
Well, this family recipe I'm following might not be so good.
I don't feel like I ever boiled. I didn't.
Really?
I did not boil those noodles before. No.
Maybe later I didn't. I feel like I've put some in there dry before, but I thought they were like they make them where they're like
soft?
They're not soft, but they're like.
Mine were like hard noodles in a box. I just lined it on there.
They're like more eager to be soft. No, I have to send you
their
a picture.
Their noodles in their feminine era.
Yeah. They're ready to welt. They're just like, ah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, I think I always boil them. Yeah, the only thing with those pre-made ones is the edges will get too crispy, and then they kind of are like chewy crispy, which is not good. Chewy and crispy don't go together. It's either got to be chewy or crispy. You know? For noodles. If it's like a cookie that's chewy and then crispy on the outside,
yeah, you can't
that's
have
good.
Half of chewy noodle. That's weird.
And then it's like you just got to spit that part out.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Mm-mm. It's not good.
Yeah, pre-boiled noodles and lasagna, I don't know about that.
I mean, it
works. I don't feel like it's a bad idea.
If you're in a pinch.
Yeah, it might just be itch.
If you ain't got time to boil the noodles, but apparently you don't have. But I'm like, that's risky. I'd have to watch a whole video of somebody doing it, not boiling the noodles to like.
I know, I didn't boil the noodles. I don't know. I just hiccuped really hard.
Wow. Violent.
And almost threw up.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that time I made lasagna. I've literally only made it once. That's why I know I'm remembering right, because I've only made it one
really?
Time.
Yeah. I made lasagna so many times.
I don't really like it that much.
We went to a church get-together one time when I was, like, young, you know? I learned to start cooking when I was... Spaghetti was the first thing I ever learned to make at 11. Or, like, 10 and a half, because my parents were getting divorced. So... I remember. My dad told me when I was making spaghetti that he was leaving, so I remember.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fine. It's cool. It all worked
anyway.
Out, I guess.
So. That's terrible.
But lasagna was one of the...
Make spaghetti as an adult.
No, I mean, it's whatever, But, yeah, so... I made lasagna a bunch of times, but one time I was pretty young and we took some lasagna to a get together. I was all excited about it. Man, my mom took credit for that. She did. I was like, Mom. She was just like, I was like, I can't believe you did that. Why would you do that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, somebody was like, your mom made such a good lasagna. Maybe they just assumed and she just didn't say anything because she was just having like a glass of wine.
Like, I made that
and
lasagna.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
That's terrible.
I was slaved over that lasagna.
Yeah, I've only made it one time.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't tell you how to make it right now.
It's a good amount of effort.
Yeah.
You know, putting it all in there.
Yeah. Okay, I have a food story too.
All right, I'm so ready. Let's do it.
Okay, so this is another Am I the Asshole, okay?
Oh, all right, let's go.
Am I the Asshole? Okay, I'm not going to read the title. I keep forgetting. Mm. It's so funny when you do, but like, I'm not going to.
I know, don't tell me till
me,
the end.
My 26-year-old male fiance.
Okay.
So this is a woman. She's 24 and a female. No, wait. Okay. He is 26 male. He's a 26-year-old male. Mm-hmm. She is a 24-year-old female. So okay. My 24-year-old female fiance came home early from work on a day I had off, only to find me in bed wearing nothing and eating a bucket of fried chicken.
Yes, I like this already. Oh, this is a good off day.
She immediately proceeded to freak out.
What?
And leave the house.
I would have laughed.
And joined probably, but give me some of that chicken.
That's silly. Scoot over.
Yeah, I know. She proceeded to freak out, leave the house, and won't talk to me. I don't understand. I do this often, but she's never caught me before. I always wash the sheets and take a shower afterwards because I'm not a slob. I just like eating my chicken while I'm laying in bed.
Oh, I forget most people don't eat their meals in bed. We eat like all of our meals.
He said, I don't do this with any other food, and we keep a clean house otherwise. I'm not sure what she is thinking, but I have a feeling it's not good. That's the end of it.
Okay, what?
Yeah, let's unpack this.
Okay.
If I came in and my husband or fiance or whatever is like in bed, butt ass naked, eating chicken, We're both finna be butt ass naked eating chicken. What are we watching? That sounds like what, that's the next thing.
What are we
thing.
Putting
let's
on?
Let's put some funny on. Some
a movie?
Some comedy.
A show?
What? Something.
What?
That sounds like a good time, though. What the hell?
I just want to... Okay, so, like, but what are some reasons that she could be mad? Because that just doesn't make any sense.
What like, if she's what? Just mad because he didn't invite her?
Could be. But why would you, like, you're invited. Just sit down right now. I don't feel like... Like, I feel like from a man's perspective, you know what I'm saying? They would just be like, hey, I got some chicken.
Yeah. Or what? Why wouldn't she just be like, what are you doing right now? You know, and he's like, I don't know. I'm eating chicken. Like, why wouldn't she stand and ask questions? Why is she going to freak out and leave? These women are so dramatic sometimes, bro.
I know. I'd walk in and just be like, oh, you had a hankering for some chicken, I see.
Why are you naked? Like, that's wrong.
That's not a question, you know? Like... It's summertime.
It's just funny.
It makes sense to me.
That would make me die out laughing, bro. I would be so happy. Like, I would be like, oh,
I guess my
chicken,
question would be, was he sitting there just, like, bare ass? Or did he have, like, a blanket on?
No.
You think he just was there?
I think he was
like,
just naked on
with
top
the bucket.
Of the sheets. I think the sheets were pulled back. He said he washes the sheets.
Okay, so clearly he's in them.
Yeah.
Okay, because the crumbs.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if this is the first time she's caught him and they're engaged, he's obviously been doing this a long time, and she would have already known it if he wasn't clean like he said, like he's saying he is. Like, he's obviously being honest about how clean he is because she would have found out before now if he wasn't. So, like, why do you have a problem if he washes his sheets?
How long y'all been engaged?
Yeah, bro.
How long y'all been
dating? Y'all sound like y'all hadn't been together that long.
4 weeks? Is this like an instant marriage type? Y'all are just
must
on the,
be
like this. Don't make any sense to me.
No, this
you're
is
telling
funny.
Me that you could have came home early and found your man in bed with a woman, and instead
it was
fried chicken. And you're upset. Why?
That's hilarious.
I think that's just fine. I mean, was she worried about him being fat? Is she upset because she's like, you're going to get fat? Like, that sounds like some petty
bullshit. But
if
they eat at the table all the time with everything else.
Do you think she specifically had a problem with him eating
in the bed? Maybe. They don't live together?
Oh, my God. She's not going to make it through children and dogs.
Nope.
I don't know if she's the one, homeboy. That's crazy.
No, they do. Okay, they do live together. He said the house. I don't know. That's hilarious.
I don't get it. That's crazy.
I don't know.
There ain't no way.
I thought that was funny, though. I was like, oh my God. Why is she so upset?
I'm about to switch gears on you. We were talking about food. Now we ain't.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I'm like, don't you look. Don't look. All right. So. My belly button hair makes little lint balls every day. And I put them in my wife's purse pocket.
No.
I spend all day making them and figure it's a good way to remind her of my devotion to her. She is aware that I do this and thinks it's pretty funny. She's the best.
I'm sorry, what?
And the title is, I put my belly button lint in my wife's purse as a sign of affection.
What the heck?
And this is the picture.
Oh, I'm gonna gag.
It's
why are
so
they so
much?
Big?
That's so much lint. And why are there like little wood chips in it? Look.
my God.
What is that?
Why are they gray?
I mean, lint typically
is. How much hair does this man have on his stomach?
I don't know. There's only a couple little hairs in here, though. There's a thumbnail in the picture, that, like somebody's thumb. It's bigger than the amount of a thumbnail's worth of lint, y'all. This is a lot.
We'll like flick it in there. We'll flick the picture in there. Yeah. That is vile.
Yeah.
Will you screenshot that? Put it in the Epic Nugget camera roll. The shared.
Ah.
In photos.
Show me this.
Oh, that is just vile.
I mean, I just can't. I'm like,
I just never have even had a ball of lint in my belly button, and that is so much.
Is there, like, anything, like, is there anything weird like that that we do to show affection? I'm like,
belly button lint?
Definitely not.
Like, damn, like, yeah, like, I make little figurines with my earwax and leave it on their dresser. Like, that's equally as nasty.
Dude, that is. That's like on an equal level.
Equally as nasty.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe that's not much different than me wiping my hair on the shower wall, though. I don't know. I do that. I'm brushing my hair out. It gets all over my hands. I make a ball and I just...
But that's not affectionately.
No, it's just to get it off my hands. I don't do it and I'm like... Just so you'll think of me. Maybe when they get a hair in their butt crack, that's good.
They think
and when
of
you're,
you.
Yeah, when your hair is in their butt crack, that's good. They like that. Yeah. That's affectionate. I like that.
Oof.
Yeah, hair in the butt crack. Belly button lint? No.
Bro, let me tell you right now.
That's a negative ghostwriter.
This man in another life, like, if reincarnation is a thing, he's a hamster. Because I had this hamster growing up named Chip. And I took Chip to school.
Were you supposed to?
No.
Did he die?
No.
Okay, good.
The purse had little pockets, and he was tiny, so I'd stick, like, toilet paper in the bottom and, like, a little bit of food and just shove him in there. And he had, like, he could poke his nose out the sides and stuff, and I was real careful
with him. He never jumped out?
Mm-mm. He would just, like, sleep in the day because they're mostly up at night, I guess.
How often did you do that?
Bro.
Like, all the time?
All the time. I was in...
You never got busted?
No, I was in 7th grade.
Did your mom know you were doing that?
I don't know. I don't know if anyone knew. It was like my one best friend, I think, knew. And that was it, and I just carried him around.
That's hilarious.
All the day.
How long did he live?
Well, hamsters don't live very long. He only lived like a year. Yeah, he...
At least he wasn't
He outdid
alone.
Himself on the wheel, you know? It's called Chip because he liked Pringles. Yeah. He bit the shit out of me one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Got bit by a couple hamsters in my life, bro.
I've never had the desire to hold a hamster.
Well, they're finicky little guys. Yeah, in 1st grade, I got bit right on my index finger. And I threw that motherfucker across the room.
I bet.
Yep. I think it hit somebody.
Squeak.
Yeah. But also, it was like I was bleeding everywhere.
Oh, it bit you bad.
Yeah, he bit me like I was assaulted. Yeah, but I got to go home. So, you know, as a kid, I was always trying to go home.
Yeah. I like school. I just went to play sports, though. I didn't really care for anybody there.
Nah. I was always faking sick. I was trying to fucking get out of there.
Okay, cool.
I was trying to get out of school. I wasn't trying to be in school. It didn't help that my dad rewarded me with, like, ice cream cones.
Oh, when you would get out? Oh, yeah. Well, it's not like you're really learning anything too important in school anyways. I feel like if you make it to, like, 4th grade, there's really not anything more for you to learn, honestly. Not anything that matters.
Not for real.
I feel like that's facts. Like...
They're just trying to train you up, be a good little monkey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basic, like, math, like, arithmetic, literature... I believe it's good they make you read.
Yeah, I think
the reading is good. Everybody should read at a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you need to be able to understand stuff. You need to be able to learn.
Yeah, you need to be able to learn. That's different. Yeah, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, long algebra?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-mm.
Like, the big algebra?
No.
Whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, you got to write it all out. You can't use a calculator. Bro.
They didn't prepare you for belly button lint being left in your purse, I'll tell you that.
They didn't prepare you for noodles going down your garbage disposal and then trying to eat them again.
Maybe y'all should be teaching, like...
Fundamentals.
Yeah, all like, right. Don't grab food out of your garbage disposal, life lessons, you
know? That's dirty.
That is dirty. That's filthy.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right,
guys.
We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm Tori. Once again, you can find me on the intranet. My handle is TwoHonestTori on, like, pretty much everything. And you can find Epic Nuggets Podcast on
everything.
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 And this is Jaden.
It's Jaden. Jaden Scrappy. JadenScrappy. Jaden Scrappy.
Yeah, for those
everything as well.
Can't spell.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I thought there might be an EY in there or something. There's not.
Get it together.
There's not.
Get it together.
And that's all she wrote. We'll see y'all in the next one. Two honest Tori, drop truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging jokes, slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.